Praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody. I hope you were blessed today. Let's celebrate our School of Ministry students. Praise the Lord. A very brief assignment. My assignment is to speak over your life and then we're done for the night. Hallelujah. Let me start by saying a big thank you to all of you. This is how we build our students. They are students in training and their practicum allows them to run the service, to have an opportunity to learn, to grow, to build. Out of these ones you are seeing, in spite of all the frailties, there are mighty men who are rising from them. Hallelujah. And this is one of the principles of leadership, that leaders do not maintain followers, they transform followers to leaders and leaders to agents of transformation. Hallelujah. And so I want to celebrate everyone. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for the love and labor the School of Ministry students have worked tirelessly day and night, meeting, rehearsing, praying, planning, giving to make tonight what it is. And we shouldn't take it for granted. One more time, let's give them a big God bless you. Hallelujah. One thing that is common to light and salt is that both of them are solutions to a problem. Salt is the solution to decadence and tastelessness, while light is solution to darkness. And so when he calls us light and salt, in any case, he mandates us to first have this orientation, and then, like they taught us, to prepare true transformation, to encounters, to see to it that our lives become solutions, real solutions to men, and by so doing we'll give glory to the God of heaven. But as is our culture, people come to church for various reasons. Other people come as a continuation of their transformation. Other people come desiring an encounter because the matters in their lives, the problems in their lives, are problems and challenges that need urgent attention. And it is only fair, based on the mandate and the covenants that we have as spiritual leaders, to ensure that everyone returns back at least with a word spoken over their lives. You have heard, you have learned, and so I've just come to put a cap and speak over your life. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 tells us that death and life, it says, are in the power of the tongue. It took speaking to allow light manifest, and God said, light be. Light did not just appear. In other words, light also submits to the power of the spoken word. The Bible says, and God said, he started with him saying, and he commanded light to be, and the Bible says it was. So I just want to speak a few scriptures, two or three of them, and I had the opportunity to go around the overflows, to walk around the auditorium, just doing my duty since I'm not preaching today. And it was very humbling seeing the attentiveness of everybody, the discipline, the diligence, and this is still Koinonia, and I want to speak over your life whilst we prepare for our miracle service. By the way, let me encourage you, next week, Sunday, please, I want you to invite everyone around this city. Is going to be a mighty time of deliverance and healing by the Spirit. And I want you to come with any point of contact, whether documents, anything at all. Just come with a point of contact. I'm going to be speaking over it. And let everything that does not name the name of Christ give way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, two words came to me as I was just thinking and meditating over the prayers and the prophetic blessings that you receive. Number one is fear. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, let me just rebuke the spirit of fear, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear. There's a lot happening in our world today, and some of us are already victims of fear. Financial fear, fear of your life, fear as a result of all kinds of medical reports. But this is the house of God. Therefore, I decree and declare over every one of you here, those connecting online, that in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of fear loses its hold over your life now. The spirit of fear loses its hold over your life now. I cleanse your mind from the influence of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 20, please, from verse 1 reading to 4. 21 to 4, Deuteronomy. It says, wherefore, Deuteronomy 21 to 4. It says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seeth horses, chariots, and a people more than thou, it says, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Verse 2. And it shall be, when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. Verse 3. And it shall say, unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. It says, let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. Why? For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. Therefore, I decree and declare, everything that has overwhelmed you, maybe bills, maybe a negative report, the situation you have found yourself and we found ourselves as a nation, the reality of the times, in the name of Jesus, I remind you again and prophetically speak to you that God has gone ahead of you. That God has gone ahead of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has gone ahead of you. Deuteronomy 27 and verse 14. This was a prophetic word that came to my spirit for someone. Deuteronomy 27 and verse 14. Hallelujah. It says, and the Levite shall speak and say unto the men of Israel with a loud voice. It says, cursed be the man that maketh. Did I get that right? Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of craftsman, and putteth it in a secret, and all the people shall answer amen. Please listen. This is a word for someone. Leave verse 15. You are about to compromise and dabble into all kinds of satanic things because it looks like serving God does not pay. And people are already introducing things. Bring this charm to your house. Add this one. After all, it's just a spiritual thing. The Bible says, when you make anything that is not of God and put it in the secret in hope that it will help you, the jealousy of God itself will fight. Therefore, I decree and declare, every temptation towards compromise, to bring any other idol and to bring any other extra biblical practice because you are looking for help, I declare in the name of Jesus, you overcome that temptation now. You overcome that temptation now. You overcome that temptation now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, Paul spoke over the Macedonian church and he says, but my God shall supply how many? All your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let me speak that over your life this week in the name of Jesus. My God, may he supply all your needs. My God, may he supply all your needs. My God, may he supply all your needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. I heard a very humbling testimony that was sent to me. I think it's a woman, I don't know if she's here, but sent me a testimony. They were crying, already owing, and whilst they were just praying and meditating, that she was led or so to go out to a shop, and she was looking gloomy, and she just stumbled across someone who had known her for a long time, who she had helped as a primary school teacher. He had now become a real estate person. He saw her, identified her, greeted her, and called her, gave her a house immediately. Listen, let me speak over your life again. Make sure you believe what I'm saying. May my God supply all your needs. May my God supply all your needs. May my God supply all your needs. For someone, may my God surprise you.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12. This may be an instruction for someone. The Bible says, and Isaac sowed in that land. Money is not the only thing you sow. You can sow yourself, dig yourself into knowledge, bury yourself. And Isaac sowed in that land. But for someone, it can be a prophetic instruction. Listen, let me tell you, I know that people have made all kinds of abuses about finances, but can I tell you, sacrificial giving is a mysterious principle even in the times of hardship. I'm not telling you things that I just read about. This is my life. That in the time of famine, he sowed in that land and received. Sowers receive a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 13, the Bible says, the man waxed great in famine. He went forward, he grew until he became very great, the famine notwithstanding. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this season, while others are saying there is a casting down, let me release a word over someone. Rise to a new level. Rise to a new level. Rise to a new level. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every time I have the opportunity to speak over your life, I must speak favor. I wish I have the time to give you personal testimonies. Last week to this week, God did something in my life that almost left me in tears. And I said, God, I know you as a mighty God, but you never stop bringing surprises to men. This is something, look, let me tell you, when God decides to place his grace upon your life becomes an unending wonder. I want to pray from the depth of my heart. This is my assignment. I'm not preaching. Mine is for you to receive. If you like, you can look around and be doubting. If you like, you can open your heart sincerely and receive and allow God to change your life. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the mantle, the unction, the anointing that distinguishes you and compels men to come and bless you, I release that grace upon you now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Upon your head, receive it now. Upon your hands, receive it now. Upon your feet, receive it now. One more time. Upon your head, receive it now. Upon your hands, receive it now. Upon your feet, receive it now. I say it again. Upon your head, receive it now. Upon your hands, receive it now. And upon your feet, receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. The grace upon your head is for illumination and understanding. The grace upon your hand is for productivity, and the grace upon your feet is for direction and speed. Now you understand what I'm releasing. In the name of Jesus, upon your head, let this grace rest upon you. Upon your hands, may this grace rest upon you. Upon your feet, let this grace rest upon you. Koinonia, I declare one more time, upon your head, may this grace rest upon you. Extraordinary illumination by the Spirit. Upon your hands, may this grace rest upon you. And upon your feet, receive speed and direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. It says, and I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that your adversary will not be able to gainsay nor resist. I place something upon you that from today, as you speak in the name of Jesus, those who have what it takes to bless you, may they hear you. As you speak, those who have what it takes to help you, may they hear you. Two more prayers. Kalish Paru Kaduskie Paruda Shalatoskabi Embragadoja Lakosa Bragadi. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 27,
and verse 22. They were with Paul going to a place called Crete, and there was a storm. And the Bible says as a result of that storm, they lost their properties. The ship was about to capsize and they were about to lose their lives. And Paul stood up and said, and now I exhort you, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss. This just came into my spirit now. I want to speak to someone. From the way things look right now, it looks like you have lost money, it looks like you have lost your place, you have lost the job, but I stand under this apostolic and prophetic mandate and I declare there shall be no loss. Koinonia Global, there shall be no loss. Not of your life, not of your properties, not of strategic relationships. There shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. In the name of Jesus. Final declaration over your life, and I want you to please listen carefully. I will always make reference to John 5. The man who was crippled for 38 years, he was there lying down. When Jesus came to him and said, do you desire to be healed? He said, I have no man. That was his problem. You may have talent, but do you have a man to help you? You may have your gift, but do you have a man? Every business needs a man. Every ministry needs a man. There are people who are anointed, but those to declare them to the nations, they have not encountered them. I love it every time I declare to call men, because let me tell you, men are very relevant when it has to do with your rising and your shining. Are we together? No matter how graced and gifted you are, even if you are Jesus, alone without a man will only leave you in pain and tragedy. Therefore, I decree and declare, the strategic men. Some of you have a lot of men in your life, but none of them is strategic enough for your destiny. Quality strategic men, I bring them to your life now. Quality strategic men, I bring them to your life now. Quality strategic helpers, financiers, announcers, I bring them to your life now. Hallelujah. And by the way, let me say this. If you believe in the mystery of the anointing, whether by oil or whatever, you can do feel free to come with your bottle of oil if you want to, and I will speak over it so you can go back with it. Sometimes people get afraid. Do they believe in this? It is according to your faith. There are different levels of revelation, and God is wise and patient and loving to relate with men at any level of revelation he finds them. Are we together? So have no fear at all if you believe in, you know, the prayer on oil or whatever medium that you want to carry. Don't allow people just put you in unnecessary fear. Mine is to pray for you. Next week, miracle service will be an extraordinary one. Let me encourage you. Call your families, call your friends, everyone. Even if there's no space and you will stand by the road, make sure you come to receive. God's servant, Bishop Oedipo, will say there are days and there are certain days. Hallelujah. For someone, this miracle service coming will be your certain day. In the mighty name of Jesus. A final encouragement to remain a student of Scripture. I would always encourage you, remain a student of Scripture. Remain a student of prayer. Submit yourself strategically to learning, to teaching. Go to Koinonia Global, settle down, access the teachings. Find the area in your life where results have not yet been made manifest and get those teachings. Take the discipline to settle down and learn. He says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and you are obsessed about many things, but one thing is needful, and this Mary has chosen. So you need to settle down. Some of us may need to minimize the excessive running from pillar to post, camp with the word of God, and get illumination that builds you up and gives you light for the days that we live in and for the times ahead. And the Lord will bless you whilst you do that. In the name of Jesus. Inviting people for the miracle service, as much as every other service, is our corporate business. In this ministry, we do not have a publicity department, because everybody has a mandate by God, and part of your kingdom responsibility as part of this spiritual family is to be a channel for others to come and experience God. So it begins from today. Please let everyone around you know that God is moving so mightily. We'll take the time to prophesy, to heal the sick, to speak over people, and to see to it that burdens and yokes are lifted off from off people. But we thank you so much for your time and your patience tonight. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Can we share the grace together in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our life as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Please greet someone by your left and right, and then see you on Sunday.